What's your name?
Caitlin's Roaring. I have a vaccine appointment.
Okay. It's a steady stream of folks checking in at the Walgreens COVID vaccination site in Burgaw, North Carolina in early March.
We're doing 60 shots today.
Wow.
Every 15 minutes.
I drove 30 minutes to be here for my first dose of the Moderna vaccine. And I look a little different than the other folks in line.
What do you mean? I'm 67. What are you...
I'm actually in my 20s, and I'm the youngest person in line that morning by a few decades, and I wasn't in one of the designated groups approved for the vaccine yet. So how did I get a vaccine before people like my parents?
We had a glitch.
Technical issues with vaccination websites have run rampant during the COVID vaccine rollout, and North Carolina isn't immune. At the vaccination station I'm at in Burgaw, an automated scheduling system underbooked appointments, leaving valuable vaccine doses at risk of expiring before use. So for a brief afternoon, the Walgreens in Burgaw booked anyone who could come in to avoid wasting those doses.
I know you guys had some issues with
the appointment scheduler. Yeah.
Is that all sorted out?
We're getting there.
Okay.
I think it's good now. Just computer stuff, you know.
In Georgia, a computer scheduled hundreds of people for the same time slot and allowed three times the number of people to sign up for an appointment. In New York, hundreds of seniors lined up one mid-February morning after being told to come in for a second vaccine appointment between 7 and 8 a.m., only to learn the appointment offer was a computer error. Other health officials at their wits' end with vaccine websites resorted to Eventbrite to schedule vaccine shots. Typically, that site is used for organizing low-stake events like bar crawls.
Receipt and everything, information on that.
Okay, do you guys call me for the second appointment, or do I call you?
We thought the machine was going to do all this.
Oh.
The machine has not been acting like it's supposed to. Yeah, we'll see.
After waiting the recommended 15 minutes for side effects, I get in my car and squirt hand sanitizer in my palm before peeling off my double masks. A fresh Band-Aid on my left arm peeks out my t-shirt sleeve. In 4 weeks, I can get the second dose, and 2 weeks after that, I'll be fully vaccinated. Then, for the first time in nearly a year, I'll be able to hug my parents. Now, it's just a matter of getting my second shot appointment. Caitlin Freund, WHQR News.